Now, the Dublin portal is switched off until at least later this week in an attempt to find a solution to the problems people misusing the platform. The portal provides a direct real-time link from Dublin's North Earl Street to people walking past on New York's Fifth Avenue. And it's proved a huge hit on both sides of the Atlantic, but it's also attracted a lot of unwanted attention. Some people on the Dublin side have been putting up pornographic images to the camera, and one person posted a video of the Twin Towers on fire during 9/11, as well as obviously acts of indecent exposure as well. It's also made the headlines in the US. The New York Post covered some of the what was coming through on the portal, and The Daily Show, the US satirical show, also threw its eye over what was going on the portal. Here's a clip from that.
There are two identical screens with a 24/7 live stream that connect two cities that are 3,000 miles apart. Visitors in New York City and Dublin, Ireland can see each other and interact in real time.
This is so cool. We need more things in our lives that bring us together across different countries and cultures. Let the friendship building begin.
One person in Dublin showed a picture of the World Trade Centers on 9/11. Then a New Yorker went and shared a picture of a potato to make a reference to the Irish famine in the 1800s.
A number of people who were drunk or pretending to take cocaine, they showed their bare arses. One young, very drunk woman, she grinded her backside against the screen.
People are going to be trying to better each other, see who's worse. We're winning so far, so that's good.
Why does everything have to turn into a fight? It's beneath us. And also, you really think you're winning, Dublin? New York hasn't even begun to fight. This is a city built on treating the Irish like shit.
And that was a clip of The Daily Show looking askance, or not so much, taking a tongue-in-cheek look at what went on the portal. So why do people behave as they did, or some people, should I say? Well, a short while ago, I spoke to Padraig Walsh, who's a behavioural psychologist with Changeable.ie, and I asked him if he was surprised the portal had closed down.
I'm not surprised, Colm. I think there was a few design flaws from the very start. If we think about this from a human nature perspective, one of the things that was really lacking was any sense of purpose or context for the portal, where you have it positioned in a really strong central location. Our natural human instinct is to experiment with something novel in our space. And the portal was one of those really novel things with very little instruction given for it. So what you had was this lots of commotion, lots of razzmatazz around it, but very little idea as to what we're meant to do with it. So for a lot of us, it was just an idea of looking at it. But looking at it is very, I suppose, there's lots more that we could do or we can do with it. So as you see it developing as this social activity, you can see that things ramp up more and more and more. And as Irish people, we love to see ourselves as funny or experimenting with this in a completely different way. So we didn't really know what to do with it. So what we saw was each day things ramping up more and more and more. You know, if you go to a wedding, for instance, if you've ever been at a wedding, column where they have a photo booth and it's positioned in a place where people are full of fun, full of giddiness, full of porter, they're really social. But what they want to do is the first photo that's taken, they go, what am I meant to do?
At the same time, though, do they take out a phone if the groom is from New York and snap a picture of 9/11 or get their bits out?
No, the temptation might be to get their bits out. But what they do in that scenario is there'll be somebody manning it. So there'll be a person responsible for this and giving you instructions around what its function actually is. And the second thing they'll do is, for those who really want to be seen as mad crack, the function of for them is they'll give them some accessories. They'll give them something to say, look, without being offensive, here's a way that you can have fun with this new novel thing.
Yeah, and you're also, the people who are going to see those photos know you, and there's going to be consequences if you go too mad with it. There's an element of anonymity and safety in the crowd. So you walk up to the portal, zero consequences, do what you like.
There's complete diffusion of responsibility, and where you have people who are, you know, congregating in a large space, there's also that the element of the bystander effect where nobody is actually taking responsibility for it. And with the support of the crowd around you, where you can see that the more extreme your behavior, the more response you're going to get and the more attention it's going to get. Look at Colin, we wouldn't be talking about this if people didn't get their bits out. Let's be honest, that's why the portal has got so much attention.
Right. Well, zoom out from that. What about the behavior of how this has been commented on? 90% of people probably interacted with it responsibly enough, but the concentration is on the 10%, and the concentration within that seems to be, oh my God, the country has let itself down. This is a big national shame.
And this is one of those codependent group contingencies. A thing like a portal where you say that, you know, that 1% actually represents the 99% of other people who are trying to, you know, use it responsibly, you know, use it in a way that's constructive. Unfortunately, when something like that is put right in the center of your capital city, the behavior of that 1% is going to be representative of the entire country. So that kind of group contingency where we're dependent upon the weakest link in the chain is going to be the one that gets, you know, that we become seen by them, and that becomes representative of all of us. In behavioral economics, we would call it the tragedy of the commons, where that individual self-interest of getting attention or going viral is prioritized over the overall group need, which is from an Irish person's perspective, to be seen as somewhat respectable by New Yorkers who are looking at us the other end.
All right. And what is this? Is there anything in the behaviours that have been reported on that you would see as being prominent or typically Irish?
I would see them typically primal, where there's a need. There always seems to be a need in those scenarios where you have very little time, where you feel like you're going to get caught. The most simple, the most shocking, and the least effortful behavior is usually to get your bum or your boobs out. And that seems to have been one of the default things that people have gone for in this instance.
All right, Louise Byrne, in a theatre not so far from the site of the portal, W.B. Yeats once told the crowd, the rioting crowd, you have disgraced yourselves again. It's closed.
It's closed for now. So the portal was switched off at 10 o'clock last night, and we don't know when it'll be back. We're expecting it to be in the next couple of days, but what Dublin City Council are saying is that they're trying to find some solution to address this antisocial behaviour, some kind of technological workaround. Do you blur out certain images? I think there was already a delay. Do you put a further delay? I love this story. I just think it's so funny. But I mean, I actually walked past the portal last week. My Mir HQ is on Talbot Street, so I had to walk past the portal to get to the office.
And
it was the middle of the night in New York, so there was actually no one on the other side. It was dead quiet, but there was a huge queue of people waiting to get to it on North Earl Street. And I've never seen so many guards around the Talbot Street area. It was swarmed. And this is only on the first or second day, so I don't know if there was an expectation that there was going to be this sort of trouble, or whether it was just part and parcel of this being installed. But we've kind of gotten to a stage now where it's even getting political, this idea of antisocial behaviour. Pascal Donoghue was asked about it this morning, and the implication of the question he was asked was, is this happening because it's in the north inner city? And he was saying, which I think a lot of people are saying, and I think most people would agree, I don't think it matters where you put this thing. This is going to happen regardless. But what Minister Donoghue was saying is, no, listen, like, I'm pretty confident that this is not just people from the north inner city doing this, but it's a small minority. And in a real finger wagging statement, he goes, they've let the rest of us down. Those small minority, they've let the rest of us down. So it'd be interesting to see if there's more commentary on it, but it's closed for now, so we'll see what happens.
All right, Gino Kenny, we've seen it with the Luke Kelly statue, we've seen it with the Puka statue down in Clare. Mm. There's something about some types of public art that bring out the worst in people.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think the days are numbered for this installation. I think it's a good concept. It might be actually a better idea having it in a park, a central park. Not Central Park in New York, but a park that's actually in the centre of Dublin City. But I just think there's a level of hysteria to a certain degree as well. But I just think it's brought the wrong attention, and I have a feeling that its days are numbered in the city centre.
All right, Martin Kenny, what have you made of
Oh, God. I don't know. I suppose, I don't think it matters where it was. You're right about that, Louise. It doesn't matter where you put something like this. There's going to be a minority of people that's going to act the total idiot and behave, you know, in a way that's, you know, and I get what Pascal Dunne, if you like, let us all down. But I think, you know, it's just that for some reason, when we have a situation like that, something that's novel, something that has a certain anonymity about it, people are going to go daft and do stupid things. But it's a very small minority of people that do that. I think the vast majority of people who will, you know, wave at a friend or organise somebody to meet them on each side of it and, you know, take selfies of each other over and back across it and stuff like that. It's all quite harmless in that respect.
You're getting on to their best people in Cork, Sinn Féin and York, and tell you to reassure the rest of the Big Apple that this is
everything
not representative.
Is good. Everything is good.
Fiona O'Loughlin, as it's often said in Ireland, there's always an element.
Well, I really hope that this opens again, because this is part of Dublin being European capital of smart tourism. And the whole idea was that it would link in with New York first and then cities in Poland, Brazil and Lithuania. So the whole idea of connecting people as they go about their business, I think, is really important. There is always that element. You know, I certainly don't mind some of the stuff that's for fun and a bit of crack. The 9/11, that definitely is going too far. But I really hope that they find a solution. The solution, obviously, is in some type of monitoring and that it is reopened. It's only meant to go until the autumn anyway. So it's a relatively brief period of time.
All right. You'd leave it in place is your attitude, is it?
Maybe not even necessarily there, but I think the concept behind having a hub in Dublin connecting with other cities is good.
And I mean, there have been positives of it as well. Like, I've seen this all over TikTok. There was a proposal. There was this fella in New York getting an Irish girl's phone number through the portal. There was, I know even my pal, she lives in Washington, but she was down in New York for the weekend. And unfortunately, none of us were around down that side of the city to go and say hi to her. But even she said, like, being able to see Dublin, it was lovely. So, like, there is a positive side of it. So, I mean, I think it would be a shame if it was closed off completely.
I wouldn't move it.
I'd stick it out.
All make right, it
well,
work.
Get over yourselves. It's a work of art. Let it run, says Ger
from
Cork.
Radio show in front of it, Colin.
Do you not think
into the Daily Show?
I should point out that all guests in here in studio tonight, if you're not watching this on the RTÉ News channel, are fully clothed and not holding up anything offensive. Do you not think this silly behaviour will run its course? Asks another texter. Dún Éagas or the Skelligs looking towards the USA would be epic for New Yorkers. Watching the sun going down over the Atlantic on these ancient sites drive tourism, Sue, says somebody who's more entrepreneurial minded. And from Mick Dolan, if there was ever a case where art imitates life, surely the portal is it. All right, we're back after this.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.